No, it's not. It's disappointing. It's our first home game that we've been rained off. Obviously, a lot of the other teams have had three or four rained offs at home. But as we're sat here and we've puddles on the outfield, and even when there aren't puddles, it is still saturated from the rain we've had in the last few days. The umpires came early, half past one, and made a decision that with the forecast going forward the next 2 or 3 hours, there's more rain, that it's just no potential of playing any cricket tonight.
Not many more desolate places than a cricket ground when it's pouring with rain, are there?
There's not. No, desolate, depressing, call it what you like. But, yeah, I mean, the weather this last 6 weeks or so has been disappointing for most, and Warwickshire up the road have also felt the brunt of it over the last few weeks with test matches and many other grounds have, and it's not been isolated, it's not been one county that's had a lot of games rained off, everybody's suffered from it, so hopefully in the next few weeks we may get a bit of sunshine.
What does it mean financially? Will you lose a lot tonight?
It's a good question. I mean, The last few games for 2020, the crowds with the weather haven't been what we may have hoped. I mean, Warwickshire, we had about 3,300 in on a lovely sunny day. We'd expect to sell that out, which is sort of late 4,000s. You don't get the walk-up, obviously, on days where the weather's not great. So if it rains in the morning, you play in the evening, you're not getting the flow of traffic you might do, because people obviously quite happy to sit at home as opposed to sitting in the cold. And so, yeah, it does affect us. As we were last year, the games are insured if we don't play any cricket, which helps cover some of the cost. Doesn't necessarily cover everything, but those today that have bought a ticket will obviously get a refund if they send their tickets into the club. But it's the day-to-day stuff. It's the catering, it's the bars and things like that that can be substantial sort of revenues. And when you haven't got 4,000 or 5,000 people in the ground, then you suffer quite badly. And I'm sure other counties are in a very similar position.
Crowds have been down a bit 2020 this season. Any thoughts on why?
I think there's obviously the last couple of years we've had 8 matches. Going back to 5, we hoped that might sort of reinvigorate things a little bit, that there's less games therefore and spread over a similar period. And obviously we've had 3 Fridays and 2 Sundays, which are probably as good as you can get when it comes to the fixture schedule. But the people are not buying tickets in advance as early as they possibly would have done 4 or 5 years ago. And again, people are very much sat waiting for the weather. We do find that if it's the forecast 2 or 3 days in advance is good, then the ticket sale will go through the roof in the last 48 hours. But we just haven't had 2 days where the forecast has been guaranteed to be good. It's every day we're sat thinking, are we going to get showers, sunshine or heavy rain? So yeah, they've been disappointing. I think disappointing for us on the basis that we've played some pretty good 2020 cricket and sat here at the moment being sort of joint top of the table and with one game to go and a possible quarter final place is a position we've not been in for a number of years. So Sunday could be a big game. Again, the weather forecast is questionable. There's showers around, nothing like today, thankfully, but there is rain around. But a win on Sunday would guarantee probably top position and a home quarter final, which we'd love to have, having not had one in the history of our 2020 tournaments.